I decided not to start in such a boisterous fashion this time. Because you gotta ease into this slowly. Hey, it's Leo on the line. I'm also, I think, understanding this a little bit better. I made the mistake of, I kind of made a double episode yesterday because I made an episode before I was done. So I guess what you do is you do a little bit at a time, and then at the end of the day, you smoosh it all into an episode, which goes into the podcast. That makes sense, right? Okay. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. That wore me out. It's only 6:30 in the morning. I'm getting ready to go to New York this evening. So I see I have some comments. I'm going to catch you in a minute. Well, let's listen right now. Except we'll do it later.
I cannot believe that I get to talk to Leo Laporte and don't have to wait for an hour to get through. Or is it an hour and a half? Hi, Leo Laporte. Welcome to Anchor. I'm Isidra Person Lynn, just a longtime listener. I don't go back that far, but I, you know, love to get in my car in middays in LA and listen to you on KFI on Saturdays and Sundays when I can. I have a question for you. I know you didn't want to really just take tech questions, but there's a YouTuber named Marcus Brownlee that I've been following, MKBHD, and he was giving away a ton of iPhone 10s and a ton of the Samsung Note 8. And, of course, I signed up for both of them. You have to go to his Instagram or his Twitter to get one or the other. I'm interested, but which one should I get?
Hey, Isidra. Nice to hear from you. And I love Marcus Brownlee. And man, I wonder where he gets all those iPhone 10s and Note 8s. That's cool. So which one should you get? Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think. I have both. And you're going to have to make the decision. First, the obvious choice is, do you want iOS or do you want Android? And that's just a personal decision. You know, iOS is probably more secure. Android is more configurable. The Samsung the Note 8 is a very good Android phone. Both have the best screens I've ever seen. It's kind of a toss-up between the two. I think the iPhone 10 is maybe a little bit of a more natural screen. It's made by Samsung, but to Apple specs. And so the colors are, I think, a little more natural, a little more realistic. Samsung's a little poppier, a little brighter, and more appealing when you first see it. The Note 8 has a stylus. That's a good thing if you use it. I never use mine, so it's kind of a push for me. The biggest difference you're going to see immediately, and if you could, I would go to a store and hold them both. iPhone 10 much smaller in the hand than the Note 8. That could be a pro or could be a con, depending on how you feel. You can use the iPhone 10, at least I can, with one hand. You can't really do that with the iPhone, with the Note 8, because it's kind of tall. I feel like weirdly tall. That's the only aesthetic thing that bothers me. Of course, the iPhone uses Face ID, which works most of the time. The one time it doesn't work well for me is when I'm lying on my side in bed with one eye closed. Then I have to enter the PIN. The Note 8 uses fingerprint, which works pretty much all the time, except that stupid Samsung puts the fingerprint reader in the worst possible place, right next to the camera lens. And it's hard to fit your finger in there. It's square. It's not a natural fingerprint reader. I think the Pixel 2 XL, and all the Google phones, and all the phone, actually most other companies, put it right in the square in the center in the back where your finger normally rests when you pick up the phone. I really prefer that. So which should you choose, an iPhone 10 or a Note 8? Well, if everything that I just said doesn't sway you one way or the other, I think the iPhone 10 is the most beautiful phone I've ever seen. It, not just the screen, in the hand, it's a jewel. Now, if you're the type of person who puts a case on, that doesn't really matter. You don't want to run the iPhone 10 without a case because it's really expensive to fix. $250 for the screen, $500 for everything else. Unless you get Apple Care Plus, you're going to be at a lot of money if you crack the darn thing. So most people put it in a case. I'm living dangerously. I'm going bareback with my iPhone 10, and which means I'll probably crack it at some point. They're both really good phones. You couldn't go wrong with either one. Everything being equal, take the iPhone 10.
Hey, Leo, it's your girl, Miss Eileen. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have a question. I've been following you for years, and I know that you have a lot of your shows are video podcasts. And my question is, why do you feel that video was such an important aspect of your podcasting journey? And if you had it all to do over again, would you continue with video podcasting versus audio only podcasting? Thanks so much, Leo. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this. Bye for now.
Okay. I'm getting questions. I'm loving this. So I often have said the greatest regret I ever had was adding video to our shows. Every show we do, except for this one thing that you're listening to, has video and audio. Of course, when I started, it was a radio show. And then in 2004, when I first heard about podcasting, I was already putting the radio show on the internet. You could download it. I just made it an RSS feed. That made it a podcast. That was, I think, September 2004. And added more shows. They were still all audio until, you know, maybe 2007. And the video started just because people said, well, can we see a picture of what you, if you're doing the radio show? So I got one of those, you know, Logitech ball webcams, put it on the top of the computer, and that was, you know, I was streaming that out, and then it, you know, kind of got out of hand from there. In hindsight, I've spent literally millions of dollars. We spent $1.25 million building a TV studio, cameras alone, $40,000. I mean, I did it for a couple of reasons. One, because video gets more attention. People, not just with people, but coverage, and it feels more professional. I think advertisers like it. Most of the audience still listens on audio only, because I know you only have time to listen, you know, in the car or whatever. So, in fact, one of the reasons I'm doing this anchor thing is because I feel like, audio podcasting is more intimate, easier to consume. So if I were you just starting out, for sure, don't do video. Video turned it from a radio station into a TV station. And I think we got a lot of benefit out of that. It certainly, it raised our profile. And I think that the one advantage that you have with video, most of your audience won't watch the video regularly. There are a couple of shows we do, the new Screensavers and iOS Today, that are pretty visual. We have more video viewers than audio listeners for those shows. Everything else, the vast, because they're talking heads, the vast preponderance of viewers are listeners, not viewers. But I feel like every once in a while, somebody who listens to, let's say, Security Now, just watches the video, and it gives them an additional connection. They now can see the space where you are. They can see you. They can see the other hosts. And it gives, I think it tightens the bond. So I think it's a useful thing to have. It's a very expensive thing to have. And I would probably have millions of dollars more in my pocket if I hadn't spent it. But you know, it might have been, right? Maybe we wouldn't have we wouldn't be as big a network and with as much advertising revenue as we have if we didn't have video. So I don't know. I don't know. I guess I truthfully, you know, I'm kind of jokingly say I have regrets. It's the biggest mistake I ever made. I actually don't think so. There's another reason that you do it, because the hosts love it, right? Or some do. Some don't, actually. Some hate it. But it makes it a little, there's a little electricity that happens, because the lights, the cameras, it's a little bit more energized. In fact, you'll notice that, I think, when you hear audio only podcasts, they sound a little lower key. This is very low key compared to the video stuff I do. But I kind of like that medium too. I like, you know, I grew up in radio. I've been doing radio for 41 years now. And so radio to me is a very magical medium, because there's a certain intimacy of just the voice, just listening to a voice, that TV kind of separates it from. So don't start with video at all. Post pictures, post little videos. That would give you the benefit of it. You know, just shoot a little picture, a video with your phone of you doing the show. That would add some connection that isn't there with just audio. But it's a lot to do video. Just think, lights, cameras, sets. You have to build a studio. I'm doing this in my closet. Thanks for the question. Well, here we are at gate A10 of SFO, waiting to board our JetBlue flight to JFK. And, you know, I see we have a lot of, I have a lot of questions, and I'm going to get you answers. But probably not going to get you answers till the flight lands. I guess I'm going to have to go into airplane mode pretty soon. It's nice getting down here. There's no traffic at all. It's kind of fun to fly in the middle of the day. It's not. It's only 3 p.m. here, and yeah, there's nobody around.
It's totally fun to fly now because we're not taking a red eye.
Some strange woman just said that. Oh, yes, that was my wife. Lisa says, because we were going to take a red eye, and we decided, no, because we're going to get in at like midnight.
I hate taking a red eye. I would rather get in at midnight and sleep in a bed.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to sleep in tomorrow. Maybe have a late, we're going to try to get to a deli. What's the best question for you? What's the best New York deli? Carnegie's closed, but it never was the best. Is it Katz? What is the best New York deli? I think we have to go down to the avenues. You tell me. Okay, I'm on board, and now I can answer a couple of questions before we take off. Here's a very helpful comment.
Hey, Leo, it's Bernie in Ireland. I think I listened to you back in, well, before Chipotle. You were on the broadcast spectrum with Amber, I think. Anyway, you, as far as I know, you can call somebody in Anchor if they're in your contacts already with an email address. So what they do is they get shot this little link by email. They click it and bang, they're connected. No apps required. And I guess Anchor's saying, if as long as they're in your address book, you must have told them all the terms and conditions. I've used this to call people, and so has Eileen Smith, I'm pretty sure. They're power users of Anchor. Avi is the tech concierge, and Eileen Smith speaks all kinds of good stuff. Thanks for doing Twit. Netcasts I love.
Thanks, Bernie. I will look to some of those local experts. And you know, I'm learning a lot about Anchor. I'm not sure how I would implement the email thing, but I'll give it a try. Oh, somebody's calling. Well, thank you for that. And I appreciate the tips. And I will be definitely consulting the Anchor experts. Obviously, there are a lot of people on this platform who have been here much longer and are much more adept at it. And yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I know. I didn't do that thing you're supposed to do, like mute all your notifications. Oops. Here's another comment. Look what happened. Well, we just landed in New York. We're at JFK. It's almost midnight and I'm pooped. So I'm going to save this out and take your questions. We've got a lot of them on the next Leo on the Line. Thanks for listening. Leo out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.